Oh, Aaron.
Hello, hang on, my audio is a little messed up.
Your audio's messed up. Okay. Fine. How are you? I haven't spoken to you for a little while. You okay?
Yeah, I'm busy.
Busy is
A lot
good.
of, well, especially like with the Israel stuff, it's amazing how many people are like very, they're so ignorant of like the basic Metsias. Like they don't, like people don't remember the all the wars against Israel anymore. So now it's, well, they just have like they remember the last 20 years where it's like all the Gaza invasions. So they don't, so this, so like that sort of sense of like Israel being constantly under siege is not like alive so much anymore.
Okay. All right. So you're involved in that.
Oh, I try at least behind the scenes somewhat with some
Okay.
of the people who are maybe more influential in various like sectors of society who I
Okay.
know.
Very good. Shmuel, you sent me the grids, right?
Yes, I didn't send it out. I just sent it
Right. Okay. Regretfully, I had the
to
most craziest day today, but I didn't get a chance to read it. We had a consultant from down, came down here, and he was here. We had a meeting straight. Now, everyone thinks it's gewaltic to be a Rosh Yeshiva, but I tell people the basically, well, being a Rosh Yeshiva means it's just like you have all the side, all the silly jobs to do. Nothing to do about learning.
Didn't the Rosh Yeshiva say that to be a Rosh Yeshiva, you have to be ready to plunge the toilets?
That's right. It's like running any other business. It's not a running a business, it's running a business. It's not 99% is not learning. To be a Rebbe, maybe, I don't know. Even that.
The name is on the letterhead, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, but you're running, so there are all kinds of silly things. My mussar to hear of how silly is when I was a bacher. So I was a branching in Israel in 1974. And the Rabbi Chait invited me to an Hoa meeting. The branches to come to an Hoa meeting. So I was so excited. I'm gonna find out the secrets of how the an Hoa works. Anyway, the whole an Hoa meeting was about Rabbi Chait was upset that the guys, when they killed the mosquitoes, they left the dead bodies on the wall. And the building just didn't look menschlich. So the whole like an hour and a half, 2 hour meeting was how to kill mosquitoes in a way that'll look menschlich.
So how did that Hala decide to kill the mosquitoes?
How do you do it? And as to do it, and the guys were killing them, and
Right, right. So what was that Hala's
the dead
Eitzah?
bodies on the wall and the blood. So Rabbi Chait didn't like it. So they had a whole meeting. Is there some other ways to kill the mosquitoes?
So
And
what was the Eitzah they decided that was the
I
better way to
don't
kill the
know. I probably didn't
mosquitoes?
come up with a good answer. So, but we spent like in 2 hours, an hour and a half discussing, fly paper and this and that and all the different possible answers. Anyways, after that, I learned that there's nothing glamorous about being in these halacha meetings. Okay, anyway, it's still the same way. So I had a very unglamorous day today. We were very, very busy. So I didn't get the chance to look. Okay, let's learn here a little bit. I just wanted to comment about yesterday. So we did yesterday. We had a big, I think a little bit of a disagreement, but I wanted to claim the Gemara says Ein Zara Elela Meach. So Rashi has a whole long arichas. Like I was saying it over in my share today. I said it maybe a drop clearer. Usually, most Rashis are to explain what the Gemara is doing. Usually the purpose of Rashi is that there's a the Gemara is ambiguous, the Gemara is unclear, person might not know what the words mean. So Rashi explains what the Gemara is saying. Over here, Rashi is not explaining what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara says is that there's no Sara except when there's an Och. Rashi doesn't explain that. He doesn't explain that at all. What Rashi does is he explains why. Why is this true? That's a very unusual Rashi. It's not normal. In other words, he's not explaining there. So pshat is, why does
The
Rashi
Tyson.
not Rashi, it's a Tosfos.
What? Yeah.
It's a Tosfos.
Right. But why does Rashi do that? Apparently, because Rashi felt that the why is very unclear. In other words, Rashi is real right. It's that's right. It's a Tosfos. Rashi has a Kasha. That I know what the Gemara is saying, but I don't understand why. It makes no sense. So Rashi, bothered by this Kasha, what's the why? So he goes ahead and he spends, you know, and not a short Rashi either. It's a, you know, it's a, I see how many, six lines, seven lines to explain the why, what the Havon is. What is the why? Because the way Tzara works is because it patters, the Erva patters the Tzara. Once the Tzara is Osir, Pater, the Memeda gets an Isir. So the only gets an Isir if that's an Eishes Os. Okay. So there, that was part of really our Diak in the Tavis Yishanim. The Tavis Yishanim has a great deal of Arichas here, but he's not discussing the why, he's discussing what the Gemara is saying. And he explains basically that there was a Havamina. Basically, what he's saying is Bechadesh, a Havamina, which we don't necessarily see in the Gemara, that there was a Havamina that the Erba should be Potter, even the Tzara should be Potter, even Shnobel Makom Mitzvah. And that was a Havamina. And the Gemara is coming La'afuke that with this line. So he spends like 20 lines, I don't know, I'm exaggerating, 10 lines. Five lines, because he's long lines. So to explain what that there was a Havamina, that Havamina, the Hani Tespa Vashir Shamakom Mitzvah Suris. And then he gets to the end, he just barely says anything. That's just repeating the words of the Gemara. And then he gives like six words of explanation that Tespa of Eina Suris. So it's like a little funny that Rashi spends a long arichas to explain the why, and the Tosfos Yishanim, what's he doing? Is he explaining the why? If he's explaining why, he shouldn't say anything. He should leave out the last line. And Boshe Pshat is also trying to explain the why, just like Rashi tried to explain the why. So how does this explain the why? That's about Eina Suras Ere B'Makom Mitzvah, V'Shlo B'Makom Mitzvah Shari. So it's definitely not right. He's definitely not saying Rashi's why. So you say he just we were trying to say yesterday that obviously he's not saying Rashi's why, because he doesn't say anything about what Rashi said. So that's made us think that he's not holding of Rashi's why, but he's saying a different why. The why is because the din of Sarah is Edom Makom Mitzvah, more like a drasha dika din. It's that the Patsik is only said the Makom Mitzvah. So it's
he doesn't explain why it's on the Makom Mitzvah.
What?
He doesn't explain why it's on the Makom Mitzvah.
Because that's where
once you're learning, I forget the word term Rebbe gave you yesterday, where
contamination.
What?
Contamination?
Contamination, yes. Once you're learning contamination, then there's no explanation to explain why it is.
Because the there is a cause of, we only learn contamination from a pasuk. The pasuk is Litzur, and Litzur is only written by Makom Mitzvah. So, Tezvav Ein Asur is Edom Makom Mitzvah. We only find the Yitzur by Makom Mitzvah. Like that's the only place where the Torah writes it. That's the only find it. It's more like a drasha tikkadin. It's just that the Torah wrote Litzor, which tells you contamination, but the Torah wrote Litzor together with Aleha. Aleha means it's b'makom yibum, because that's what Aleha. Aleha, we have the Hekesh to Aleha, to Yavama Yavo Aleha. And then it says Aleha Litzur. So the Pasuk, which says Litzur, is only the Makom Mitzvah.
But in the Havamina, we explain contamination, that therefore we assume that we're going to go for every case, not just the Makom Mitzvah. And that makes sense for contamination. So if all of a sudden you're going to stick with contamination, but you're going to limit the case,
right?
Lachari should explain why we're still going with contamination.
So the svara that we were trying to say yesterday was, first, since there were two reasons why we thought that's mashma and the taisis is shana. One is, even without the lashon, because you always try and minimize the switch between the havamina and maskana. And since he explains that the Gemara is havamina, Rashi doesn't have this step that the Gemara is a havamina. But he's saying that the Gemara has a havamina that's contamination, so we should try and limit the switch. And but second of all, is because he doesn't speak out that switch. If he would speak it out, okay. So then, you know, even though we try and limit the switch, but he says that that's a switch. But he doesn't speak out the switches that we're dropping contamination. We're saying a whole different svara. And it says a whole Rashi's pshato that it's not working through contamination, it's working through piter. That's all koster. So it just sounds like he's just saying a simple thing, that it's a din, that it's only edema makom mitzvah, period. I'm not dropping anything that I said before. See, if you're not like Rashi, he has to be dropping everything he said before and coming up with a whole new avana. How Tzara comes about. That's just somehow just not mashma. It goes against the general rule of minimizing the switch, and at least then speak it out. But he doesn't, all he speaks out was Eina Vasuras Edema Marko Mitzvah. So I know that's what we thought yesterday. I didn't really mean to say it over. I wanted to get to another step. But what we were just trying to say yesterday is that it's mashma from it's definitely not mashma that he's saying Rashi. In other words, Rashi, who spends it's like 10-5 lines explaining this svara, the Tovei Dishanim is definitely not doing that.
What if the Tosfos Yeshanim? I mean, this would violate a different principle of making the Machlokas Rishonim very big. But what if the Tosfos Yeshanim thought that contamination was tremendously radical? He couldn't hear such a thing. But and that's what his whole piece is coming to explain. So then in the Maskana, he doesn't need to say much, because then it goes back to what he would have assumed, that it's not contamination, that it's just the Eish Hasach.
But in a certain sense, okay, I don't know, but in a sense, he started out with Akasha. Why did Gemara need this step? And that was his kasha. Because they already said that there's a pircha. So once there's a pircha, so you don't learn out the Bava riots. So it sounds like his answer is that, granted, we wouldn't learn out the Bava riots because we have this pircha. But we would still say that the test Bava riots are also Shlava Makom Mitzvah. Why would we say that? Because of contamination. So he's Gupa saying that the Gemara, had they not said this step, held the contamination. So you're going to tell me that, but that's a radical thing. You know, like, I don't know, it's like, you know, like in the usual rules of Gemara, the Gemara is Havamina, it's just the opposite. He's setting up his whole Chiddush is that the Gemara had a havamina of contamination. In Rashi, we don't find that the Gemara had a havamina of contamination. The Gemara, and the Gemara wrote a line, the Farish, to be lafuke from that havamina. And Rashi doesn't speak that out. I don't know, maybe, yes, maybe no, I don't know. But in him, he's setting up that this is the Gemara's havamina. And that's why they're going to say this. So to say that he holds it so radical and crazy, it's a little funny, because other see, this is the Gemara's Havamina. The rule that we usually have is the Havaminas are always the Pashtas. So it's daichik to say that it's crazy. So again, that's why I'm inclined. You know, the fact that he doesn't speak out It's like a few things. One is that he has to have, I mean, in the Gemara, contamination, which Rashi didn't have. Two, he doesn't speak all the arichas of Rashi to explain the Svara. And three, what he does say, what is he saying? So it would sound, therefore, that isn't the Hamina was contamination. Obviously, contamination held to the good Svara. He's not saying the Maskana Rashi because it doesn't bring Rashi. He doesn't say the whole Arichas of Rashi. So what he's just saying is that the din is only the Makom Mitzvah.
What is the Havina according to Rashi? Rashi says Maskana is it goes with Eish HaSach. What's the Havina?
Rashi didn't say that there was a two-step explain it clear. The Gemara definitely had a Havamina that you should include the Vav Arayis. And Vav Arayis would have to work through contamination.
Right.
But I'm trying to answer you. So let me just say. But the Vav Arayis, the reason why the Gemara had a Havamina for Vav Arayis doesn't necessarily mean because they thought that contamination is a good Svara. Then you could say, like Rafi, that they thought the contamination was a horrible Svara. But what can you do? The Arayas are all, they come together.
Like we said yesterday, the Arayas, we assume.
Right, all the Arayas are Hukash, Shemamatino, Adadi. So in the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara had a Havamina Prashesh Arayas doesn't mean anything. That was because, all Arayas are Hukash, Adadi, or they're all in the Mamatino together. So then the Gemara is saying that, no, we don't make that Mamatzino. Now, if you would have made that Mamatzino, then you would have thought, because you would learn out from Baba Sheish Arayis and Shlomo Malka Mitzvah, you would have also, that teaches you that the test of Arayis are also Shlomo Malka Mitzvah.
Which is contamination, in short, right?
But it's all based in the reason
why it's a Hechra.
Because you have the Hekesh or Mamatzino of Sheish Arayis. So therefore, Rashi says the Kamash Manan is not true, and Rashi explains the Svara. So you could say that Rashi, the Maskari, because we don't hold this Svara of contamination. That's what Rashi is saying, because the Gemara, we never really held of it in the Havamina. We only held of it because of the Hechrich of the Hekesh. So now that we don't have that Hekesh, because we say Sheish Arayis are not included, so there's no Hechrich anymore to say contamination. But the Taibis Yishanim, Gupa Asikasha, if all the Gemara had to do was to slug up the Limud from Sheish Arayis, so they succeeded in doing that with the first line that be saying that it's the Esher holding us in Achim. So why the Gemara have to go further? So what the time is, Yeshanim is Mechanesh, another step in the Gemara that we don't have, which we never, without the time of Yeshanim, we would have never known there was such a Havamina. That the Gemara has a step that says, okay, you shlugged up Sheish Arayis, granted, because there's a Pircha, but still, let the test of Arayis be Shalabu Mako Mitzvah. We never had that Havamina in Rashi. So according to that Havamina that the Tosfos Yerushalmi is creating is without any Hechrach, there's no Hechrach whatsoever. The Gemara, without a Hechrach, is just assuming the Havamina that Sara is working through contamination.
So according to Rebbe, that shows that he holds contamination.
That if the Havamina held without any Hechrach is working through contamination, so Maskana is also. In
Rashi,
held this contamination because of the drasha from Sheish Arayis. So once you slug up the drasha of Sheish Arayis, so you slug up contamination. But in the Taibis Yishanim, where the contamination was external svara, so it's much more daichik to say that the Maskana is dropping it. Now, if the Taibis Yishanim would have said, but they wish that they drop it, okay. But he doesn't say they're dropping it.
So, he's missing the step of explaining why Makom Mitzvah makes a difference. He doesn't explain why.
So I claim he is, because he's saying it's only Makom Mitzvah. That's where the drush is.
That's not giving a reason. That's, I'm just saying it is what it is.
But that's better than saying that we're dropping the whole sphere of contamination, because that's like totally chaser. You see, that's the thing. Rashi had to write a whole five lines to explain that. So, and in Taifas, and Rashi's much less than the Taifas Rei, Taifas Yishan, because Taifas Yishan, he just got finished saying that Gemara's Havim, and it was yet contamination.
And so, Rebbe doesn't feel we need to give an explanation. Why is that way? It's just going to choke. It's a choke. It's not going to be, it's a choke.
I don't need, obviously, of course, you're right. That Rashi, the Taifas Yishan, according to me, could have done a much better job. If he would have written clearer, then we wouldn't be talking here. Obviously, he's ambiguous. He's very ambiguous. He doesn't spell out what I'm saying either. The question is only the mashmos. They're saying that it, since the Havamina, according to him, different than Rashi, whether it was mamish or Havamina contamination. And you see that Rashi spends so many lines to explain that it's not contamination, but it's a ptur. And he doesn't mention that. Zero, zilch. And instead, it just says some line that it's only the local mitzvah. So it would seem to me that it's nicer, better to say that the maskana is sticking with the halamina. It's holding contamination, except it's saying it's only the local mitzvah. And that's what he meant to say. He didn't say it so clearly. Okay, so complain to the editor.
No, I'm asking, is it worth spending time to come up with a svara why b'makom mitzvah as opposed to just making it a chok?
To come up with a svara because that's what the pasuk is written. That's what he's saying. The pasuk, the whole din is written. We look at the Torah. The Torah already said b'makom mitzvah, so it's our b'makom mitzvah. That's all.
So it's a chok.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the Taisus Rishonim seem to be saying two different pshatim and a half min. At one point, he's saying even if it was the Shrei Sharayas were not Asr, but the Tezvav would be Asr Shleib Mitzvah anyway. But then when he doubles back and he talks about the original Havamina, you know, he says, the same way we learned the 15 from the 6, we learn the 6 from the 15.
Yes, very strange. But what I assume he's just bringing a Raya. Now, he has to say at the beginning of the piece that it's even, because otherwise he never succeeded in answering his Kasha. In other words, you are right. That the end of the piece is marashma that in svara chitzayin that we never had a havamina to say, that it contaminates. It's only because of the vavarayas, because he says that line beferish that we learn the tesva from the vavarayas. Nakishnami tesva of the shesh, but the problem is if that's true. So then he never succeeds in answering his question, because his whole question was, you already succeeded in knocking out the sheish, so why are you going further? So again, maybe this is slightly daichik in his lashon, but I'm assuming that what he means is, he's just bringing that as a raya. He's proving that the Gemara and the Havamina, when they held sheish, they must have held the contamination. And they must have held the contamination to the tesva of based on this Nakish Tesva of the Shesh. Therefore, he's saying, once you have to admit that that was a Havamin in the beginning, so it's not so crazy to say that the Gemara is continuing with that Havamin even without this Svar of Nakish. He should have spoken it out, but that's why another is saying, just like in the beginning, this is what the Gemara held, that the Din should be by the Tesva. So even now, the Gemara is still locked in that same Havamina.
What does that mean? Forget about the Lashon, just logically, how does that step work? If you had a Kasha based on a Hekesh from the 6, and the 6 are gone, so how does that, I don't get that.
He's saying that it's Mukhrach in the Havamina that they had such a Kasha, because the Kasha is Mukhrach, because if either we make a Nakish Tesva of the Vav, to the 6. Now that you're saying it's mukhluk that the Havamina have that, so it's not so far-fetched to say that the Gemara, the next step, is still, in other words, he's bothered by it like it's closer in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say a new problem. So he's saying it's not like a new problem, because everyone has to admit for sure that the Gemara and the originally was really asking this kasha that the tesvav should be pater. Now, the reason it should be usher shama makom mitzvah, because that's mukroch that the Gemara was asking that. So there is saying, since you have to admit that the Gemara was asking that in the beginning, so it's not so crazy to say that the Gemara is still bothered by that kasha.
But if that the Gemara holds of contamination in Svara,
no, the Gemara does hold the contamination in Svara. He's saying the Gemara holds the contamination in Svara. But the problem is, where does the Gemara ask such a kasha? Where do you see the Gemara asking the kasha of contamination? So he's saying it's not kosher in the Gemara, because when the Gemara asked from the Sheish HaRayis, the Gemara Gupa was asking the Svara of contamination by Wolf Tesvav. So, see, otherwise it would be like kosher in the Lashon and the Gemara. See, look what he's saying. He's saying the Gemara asked a kasha from Sheish HaRayis, and the Gemara gave an answer that there's a pircha. So now, why does the Gemara say the next step? To tell you that the tesvav of HaRayis are not usher contamination. Who ever heard of that, such a possibility that the tesvav of HaRayis should be usher contamination? So even if you say the Gemara held them isvara, but the Gemara should have asked it. It's chaser. There's nowhere in the Gemara. The Gemara is like asks the kasha, gives a teretz, and then skips the next question and gives a teretz. It's chaser. So that's what he's bothered by. That you can't just say the Gemara is bothered by a new kasha because they never asked it. So his answer is because it was included in the original question, because when they asked that the Sheish HaRayis should be usher, it's mukhrach, 100%. This is undeniable that they were also asking that the tesvav should be usher, shalom v'makom mitzvah. So yes, therefore, the Gemara doesn't have to spell out that question, because they already, there was mukhrach, they were asking it. Now, ein hachinami, it's only mukhrach that they were asking it based on the drasha, and now he's saying that the Gemara is asking out the drasha. But it's not so bad, because that's what the Gemara holds. The Gemara holds it's a good kasha without the drasha. But your kasha is, how can you say the Gemara has this kasha and they don't ask it? Turns out the Gemara did ask it. Everyone knows the Gemara is asking on the tesvav HaRayis that should be other shlomo lo makom mitzvah. So it's in the Gemara.
According to the svara of contamination, then how come the Gemara soon is going to ask Azara Shamanu Onesh Minayim? That works like a ptur more, but if it's contaminating, then everything goes together. But the Gemara is going to ask Azara Shamanu Onesh Minayim. That seems better with the ptur, not the
Onesh Minayim. Rashi says, you know, there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Im Yavim Erva Osarasa. So Rashi is very, very interesting. Rashi says, in other words, Pashup Shat in the Gemara is not like Rashi. It's interesting to think why Rashi switches it. But once Rashi switches, it definitely answers your question. Meaning like this, the Gemara is not asking, where do we have an Azhara for Onesh Minayim for Achos Ishto, and a non-Yibum Achos Ishto. Right? The Gemara is not asking that kasha. Where do we have an Azara for Shlomo Makom Mitzvah, the Arayas? They're only asking in the Rashi says, Yavim, the Erba of Sarasa. So, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara's kasha, there's no kasha on the erba, because erba is right. The Torah says there's no mitzvah yibum, so you go back to the regular achos ishto, and the achos ishto has an einesh. So the Rashi saying that the kasha is that even though a normal achos ishto has an einesh, but an achos ishto b'makom yibum, we don't know that there's an einesh. That's very strange, Rashi. That's very strange. But that's what he's saying. So once you say that, But then that's the same thing for the tzara, because the tzara obviously is no better than the erva. If we mad off the erva, the achlas ishto, Rashi says that we wouldn't even say has an einesh. So surely the tzara, even if the tzara is contaminated with the achlas ishto, so the tzara is not going to be worse than the achlas ishto.
So is this the Rebbe Rashi?
What? Yeah, I mean, even no matter what you say, even no matter what, I'm saying it's, oh, you're right, Rashi doesn't hold the contamination. But as a Meister, Rashi, I would say that, I mean, for sure, and everyone, but I mean, I'm saying Rashi is saying, what I said to you, that an interesting Rashi, the Rashi says, in, the question is even on the Yavin, on the Erva, which means that there's a Havamina to say that even though the Torah said that there's no mitzvah, but there's enough of a mitzvah that you're not over the Avera. It's like the...
Does that mean?
Psachim.
What?
Like Psachim.
It becomes like a Rishud. It will be like a Havamina. You need an Atara Shamanu Onesh Minayim. In other words, maybe the mitzvah is enough to remove the Einesh.
Thing like we saw in Psachim.
In other words, a Havamina without the Pasuk is Esei Deichel Elzei Shesh Bekarek. That's right. So then now we have a Pasuk. Now the Torah tells you that we don't say that. So, and then the Mimeda, there's an Azhara, because Ein Esei Deichel Elzei Shesh Bekarek. But since there's a Svara that is Deichel, so maybe even though it's Osir, but there's no Einesh, because it's a little bit daicha. Okay, there's nothing to do with our topic. But that's what Rashi's saying, that's trying to Gemara's kasha.
Rabbi, in the previous Rashi, right, the one we're working in, Rashi says, Hoilu Patra Kasav, right? So that's talking about Yibam, right? There's a litzra or something, there's a pasuk that says that everybody agrees that the tzara doesn't go to Yibam because of the pasuk, right?
Yibam and Chalitza, because Rashi says,
okay, but that's okay, I'm saying, whatever, it's, we have to work on the Gemara and give them out, but I'm saying that doesn't go to Yibam, we'll call Torah, us, whatever, but that, at that step, there's no Yibam, okay, let's call it. Now the Kasha is, why can't he stop marry her, is that correct?
Yes.
I mean, it's nothing to do with Yibam. He wants to stop marry her, just like the Shesha Rais. Rashi has a kasha. Why can't he stop marry her? That means Rashi's bothered by, at that point, if we don't know there's an Eishes Ach, so maybe she's still mutter to, in other words, once the Eishes Ach is removed, there's no such thing as coming back.
Okay, but I'm not sure if that's Rashi's Kiddush, that it's that's Usher, or that's Prusha, that's Usher. And Rashi's Kiddush is that only that's Asr, the Alma is not Asr. In other words, the Gemara is saying, Sha'ein Sarah Ed Ah, the Kiddush is right, Gemara. Maybe Rashi's
creating this Eishes Ach, and that's a new thing that comes back. It's a Kiddush Nifla.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. In other words, in the Gemara is Mashma that there's a Sarah from the that's Pashit. But it's that the Kiddush is Sha'ein Sarah Ed Ah. So the first half of Rashi might be the Pasha part. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. It could be that Rashi's Kiddush is the second half. I will be Alma. In other words, fakir, that since it works this way, you know, that you would have thought it's contamination. And then if you held contamination, then maybe you would have two Isurim. You would have contamination and the Eishesach. But there is, you know, it's not contamination, it's only Eishesach. And therefore, Be'alma, we don't have Eishesach as mutter. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the Rashi is saying a Kiddush that there's an Eishesach, or that the Kiddush is that there's only an Eishesach. Okay, I don't know.
Anyway, he should be able to, again, there's a Havamina, whichever one Rebbe wants to say, that he can marry her, right?
No. The Gemara is saying, Ein Sara Eda Me'ach. That's what I'm saying. I do not know. I mean, Rashi is explaining, but I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if there's a Havamina. In the Gemara, the Hamina of the Gemara was that there's an that there's own that the care that there's the Isser even Shabba Makamach. And the Maskana and the Gemara is saying that no, the Isser is only B'makom Ach. So the Havamina and the Gemara is more Isurim. And the Gemara is eliminating the Isser. Not the care, not the Gemara is not making Isser. The Gemara is eliminating the Isser. Without this Gemara, I would think that Sarah is even not from the Ach. Comes along the Gemara and says, I'm making a limitation. Chain Sarah and Ameach. Sarah is limited only to the Ach. So I don't know. So Rashi, Parshat Pshat, is coming to explain why there's a limitation. So he's saying that because don't think contamination, but rather the only way it's usher is because of the Eishes Ach.
What does he need that for, according to Rebbe, then? If that's what he's doing, what do you need? What do you need second? Exactly. What do you need the second part? The first bullet kills it. Yeah.
What?
The first bullet already took care of that problem. So why does he have to come along and mechadish the second bullet?
What? Abba Bi'alma?
Because Rashi doesn't believe that you can just say it's a gzeiras hakasuv that it goes b'makom mitzvah. He feels that you need to give an explanation why it goes b'makom mitzvah. So if he feels it's necessary, then the Tesh Hashanim should also feel it's necessary.
Okay. I don't know.
Rebbe's saying this too. Never going to answer right? That
question. So whatever. Okay. Obviously, there's a machlekes here. Yes. No matter what you're going to say, there's a machlekes. But it just seems that he's. Okay. Let's go weiter. This Rashi we mentioned. We didn't read the other Rashis. But this next Rashi that Onesh Minayim Im Yavim Irva Osarasa is an interesting Rashi. We don't have other Rishonim here.
I mean, Mitzvah Baba Vera, right?
Im Yavim Irva Osarasa.
I'm thinking if we hold mitzvah above there, but that doesn't get rid of it in Gansen.
No, but not necessarily there. The Torah came along. See, I'm saying that the pashtus is that the Torah takes off the mitzvah. Now that the mitzvah is off, that's the way Rashi says it. The Torah takes off the mitzvah, so there's an iser eishesach, shenabu makom mitzvah. And if you're an Achos Ishto, there's also an Iser of an Achos Ishto, Shlava Makal Mitzvah. So why would you need a Pasek for Einesh? Well, you know, there's an Eishes of Shlava Makal Mitzvah. We don't need a Pasek for Einesh. We have already a Pasek for Einesh, obviously. We don't ask, the Gemara is not asking on the Parsha of Arayas. We're Asara Shamanu Onesh Minayim. They're not asking that in Dayikra. They're only asking that on Yibum. Rashi said Beferish in Yavim. He's not saying in Baal Irva Osarasa. So the Gemara, we know that if you have Bia with an Erva, you get punished. But now the Shaida is, but what if it's B'makom Mitzvah? So why in the world would you think it's different? Because the Torah tells you with the pasuk of Allah that there's no mitzvah.
Maybe it's not.
No mitzvah. So it's the same as you had beer with an achos ishto and an eishesach, shalom b'makom mitzvah.
They're saying not to do it. But who says the mitzvah is gone and there's no, we saw that even by Nida. It could be a din that there's some kind of mitzvah, whether it's, I don't call Kenyan, there's some kind, maybe in Shemayim, I don't know, there's some kind of thing. We have mitzvah b'ba vera, there's different rules in the mitzvah b'ba vera, and there's some kind of mitzvah I'm still accomplishing somewhere, somehow. I don't know. I'm saying maybe there's something.
Therefore, there's no onish?
I don't know. The way, you know, the standard yeshivish or Baruch Ber approach is that Allah, remember, I don't know, we didn't really do it at Baruch Ber inside, but our Baruch Ber, his point was that there's a kosher, you know, the kosher, that ain't that say, doicha no say, sheesh b'kareis, that's a blockage. If the etzem, there's a mitzvah. except that you can't do it because there's a blockage, because it's an Isser Kares, and Enes they die of the Shesh Kares. But Aleha, according to the Barber, is not a stam of blockage. Aleha Nitzur is a Paiter Velosaris, right? Paiter is a Pasuk that tells you that there's no mitzvah. The previous Rashi. Oh, Patra called me Sikoso. It takes off the mitzvah. So Nida was a blockage. The Etzem, there is a mitzvah by Nida. Haraya, when the Nida goes off, the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah there. So the Etzem, even while she is a Nida, there's still a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, there's a Zika. If you actually do it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So I understand that there would be some havamina that you don't get an einish. I don't know. But that Rashi should have a havamina, he wrote aleha and tells you there's no Zika. There's no, and she's mutter the shuk, right? Aleha tells you there's no Zika and she's mutter the shuk. And you're still going to tell me that there's some kind of mitzvah to take off the Isser Eishasach or the Isser Achos Ishto. Isn't that pretty wild?
It is. It's very wild, particularly considering the previous Rashi.
She comes to Bezin. She says, my husband died. I was an Achos Ishto. Am I mutter to shuk? Bezin says, no. Pazik says, Aleha, you're an Erva. You're a Tsaras Erva, you're mutter to shuk. Oh, but if you have Bia with your dead brother, so since there was a shtickle mitzvah, so it takes off the einish.
You can't get an einish if you're doing a mitzvah. If you're kind of a mitzvah, you can't get an einish.
No mitzvah. The Torah is mamish mutter to shuk. The Torah writes all that Torah saying. I need that was a blockage. So then there's a full-fledged mitzvah. There's a full-fledged mitzvah, except there's a blockage. It's just a blockage. So you have a blockage. We have a full-fledged mitzvah. You have a mitzvah of the... there's no Isser. But Parshat Shat, Aleha Nitzor takes off the whole mitzvah. The biggest raya is because there's no Zika. She's mutter the shuk.
The tzara's the raya.
Could the tzura of the mitzvah be enough to make it like he's trying to do even if he's misguided? But sof, it's not mamish like the same like degree of like toeva that a stam erva is, because here, like in theory, like the tzura of yibum does involve like a hsachar, which is an erva, and he's trying to do yibum. So the fact that his
kavodah, no, that's not radical.
Well, yeah, but it's not that there's actually a mitzvah. It's just that. It's since there's a tzura of what he's trying to do isn't quite as like toevedig as like a stam erva, so maybe you think that it's not roy for a kares.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
You're definitely going to get ahead. It's not the
that
question.
That toev is var mitzvah, but I don't know. That's a machlekes tanoi.
Toev bedvar mitzvah is a little different. This guy's not toev. We're saying he's doing a bemezid. He's not getting a carbon. We're saying like right. This is some otherwise. Right. Like Luke's child, so he's doing instead of Tov, the guy's like maybe like I don't know, he's got his own like he's a shtickle happy curse or whatnot. But sof, the Maisa he's trying to do isn't like in the Tzura of Yibam, it's not quite as like as a Tueva as a straight up Ervas.
I don't know, I'm not so crazy about what you're saying.
Rashi says beferish that it's that Sarah's usher because she's Ashes Ach Shaloba Maka Mitzvah. And yeah. The next line he says there's a child, there's a hobby, there's no onish. I don't understand it.
Yes, I'm looking here. I pulled out some Sarah. So I see the Shiuri of Elia Baruch. He brings a Rashi. That so just reading him while we're here. Well, on the run. He said that Rashi says that the kash is on the erva and the tzara. And he says that's how you also have Avram in a heart. But the Miri says that the kash is only on the tzara. But on the erva, it's pshita. And he says that's also mashma and taisis chesam and beis. Okay.
But Rashi says the words in Yavam Erva or Sarasa.
Right, the Rashi holds it's on the Erva and the Sarah. But but
Meiri says Onish Minayin is only going on the Tzara.
That's what he wants to say. So he another he has some arichas. It's not so necessary.
The Meiri doesn't necessarily agree with Rashi's explanation.
Pashas, he said they argue, and then he has some explanation why he can make that they're not arguing. Well, I can't read it so fast.
But Rabbi would have the same question on the Miri, right? And Sarah also. That's the HSR.
So here he has this gotcha. Right, I found the gotcha. The firm Riyata Salkadai to the Gemara. She'ein barais Edochiev Kares and Isra Biyama. But Dabrit Sarachian. Shreya Meacher She'esha Sarah. Dame Mistress Yibam. If gain closer to Mikhaimo, it's your air, but the Amo Sheshbuchi of Karas. Right. And then he asks Kasha that Atsarash, once the Torah, Atsarash, he's learning. I don't know if I learned it that way. Atsarash means that it's an Israelav. Einish means Karas. So he says, Atsarash Shamanu. We know that there's an Atsarash. But how do we know you get the kares? So he says, of course you get the kares. Once the Torah puts it back in an Eishes Ach Shlava Makom Mitzvah, or once the Torah says that there's no mitzvah Yibam, so why shouldn't there be kares? That's his kasha.
Because who says, who tasted that an Eishes Ach, even a Melodic Eishes Ach, is the same level? At the end of the day, there's such a thing called that there's Yibam that took off the Eishes Ach. And that, even if it wants to come back, but we say maybe don't do it. But how do we know it's the same exact form? It doesn't start over. The Torah removed the Eishesach, or the Torah said this is Eishesach, goes to Yimitsura. Like,
what? Bishas Tanafila, she was in Erva. So what do you mean the Torah?
Oh, it's removed. The Bishas Tanafila, she's moved.
You know, someone asked it from the Rashi from before. Rashi said, Ho, Patra, come, is he Kazo? Is it Israel, Sheshua, Banim? Who's that? Did Yamin, you said that?
Yeah.
So he brings that. He says that Rashi himself, Kufa said that. So then obviously, Eishesach Sheshbo Banim. So of course, it's current. So he brings up the Prima Gundam in the Pirates, I say, Vasis Kasha. Oh boy, we have to read this Pirates, I say. We have to read this part. Okay, so I have to give it to you to read for next time because this looks very interesting. I don't think I can do this without you people seeing it inside. Okay, so let's leave this
if the Asian Ach is still there, so then there shouldn't be any need for Saru.
What?
If the Asia's Ach is still there, meaning if we say that the Zika takes away the thing and therefore the Tzara is an Asia's Ach Shalom Bamaka Mitzvah, so then that means that by itself means that there's a Kares. You don't need an extra Azara. I'll be Pashtas. Right? That's the question?
I don't know. He brings a hose. He has like pages and pages here on this question. He has like lots of pages. He says, Ravarin Asakasha. You know, Malcolm Asakasha. I can't read it so fast. Okay. It's like five pages. So it's definitely not such a simple, but he brought up Pirus Yosef, which is a Prima Gadim, which discusses about the what we were talking about. What was the big word
that
we
really say before, shall we say? The Pirus Yosef is the Prima Gadim?
Yes.
Okay.
The contamination. And I'll have to, let me look at it, and B'nai Nether, I'll try and send which part we should look for tomorrow. So we're not clear on this in this Rashi, that what the Havamina, the Gemara says, Aina Shamanu, So Rashi says the erba or the tzara. So our problem is that first of all, the what is the machlokes? Why some people say the erba is pashut, and other people say no, the only shy is on the tzara. What's the difference? What's the machlokes? But
if you're within contamination, it can make sense. No, if you're in the world of contamination, it makes sense.
Yeah, okay. But the bigger problem, right, is on Rashi, that especially once Rashi says that once there's a p'tur, you become an Eshesof, Sheesh Rabbanim, so both the Erva and the Tzara should have an Isser Eshesof, Sheesh Rabbanim. Maybe the Erva should have two Isurim. The Erva should have Eshes Achos Ishto and an Eshesof, Sheesh Rabbanim.
Just like she had before the brother was nifter. That's if he would have been mazana with her before the brother was nifter, it would have gone both.
Would have gotten three because she also an Ashes ish.
Also Ashes ish, yeah, he's also Ashes ish.
Okay, he would have really succeeded in ranking it up.
It would have been, listen, maybe
you know, it would have been a joke. How can you get three choruses at once? Okay. Isser is only the gabi certain things. The etzem is still chal. It's just you know whatever. Bezin einshim, I think. Okay, anyway, so we'll have to learn this Rashi also. So okay, well let's look also quickly at this Taisus. So we only were short. So let's just look at that little Taisus. That's a big one.
I'm only looking at them at all. This Amid. I didn't look.
So that's the first one. We started doing it. Ma akos isha miyuchedes. So the Gemara says that we learn Shara Rayas from Achos Ishto. Because just like Achos Ishto is Kares, Erva, Kares, and Korban, so other Rayas also other Rayas. Frek Toivis and Toimar, not Achos Ishto, she came be other the rabbles. Korabarak Aboya Binto. The Gemara has a Pirchon Aboya Binto. Yesh Lomar, the Hekish Rav Yona, the sub shmait and samach.
So what's the question?
The Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says we have the pasuk of Aleha by Achos Ishto. How do we know other rayas? The Gemara seems to say we make a mammoth sinu because just like Achos Ishto is a erva, kares, and korban, so to all the other rayas are also erva, korban, kares, and korban.
What's biyadu l'rabos mean?
So the other obvious is some kind of perichah that you can more people can marry her or she can and you can get more.
You can marry her like a million wives and every one adds more achos ishto.
Every wife that he marries has a lot of achos ishto. So the problem, the Tavis has a perichah. So basically, it sounds like Tavis' answer is you're right. We're not learning from a mamet sino because there's a perichah, but we're learning from the Hekeshet Rabbi Yaina. The problem is, but that's not what the Gemara says, right? In other words, how can Taisus, that we sort of asked this, and we the first day we learned, but that Taisus and Taisus, the Gemara says a mamatzino. The Gemara is clearly not learning from the Hekish, because if it's learning from the Hekish, then they would have to bring in the fact that it's an erva. Kares and Korban. They would just say there's a Hekish. So the Gemara is not learning from the Hekish. The Gemara is learning from a Mamet Sinu.
It's a Havamina.
What?
It's a Havamina.
What's a Havamina?
Here, the whole plot. That's what Tosfos is saying.
Brisa, no, excuse me. This is the Maskana. The Brisa is telling me, how do I know the Din Aleha Erva Pater's other... The other riots from Yibo. And how do I know that Din Sara applies to other riots? And the Gemara learns it out from a Mamatzino. This is a Maskana. Surprise.
Banita.
The Taivis comes
from Banita also.
Kasha, then Banita you can't also. Learn. The Taivis says, well, you can learn it from a from a Hekesh. So what happened? So the Tana who wrote the Braisa got it wrong. How can you say that? What kind of funny answer is this? Toivis is answering, well, you're right. What the Gemara says is wrong, but it makes no difference because we got a Hekesh. Right? So that doesn't make sense. So why would the Tana? So the Tana wrote the wrong thing. The Tana wrote the Mamatzino. The Mamatzino is really not good. And instead, he would have meant to learn from a Hekesh. He doesn't tell you the Hekesh. He tells you the Mamatzino.
Could it be this Tana doesn't hold that Pircha, but he's saying, according to the people holding that Pircha, they could say this instead? This Tana doesn't hold that Pircha.
That doesn't fit into the words of Taisis. The Hekesh, Rav Yonah, Shemaiden, Samech. Samech means that he relied on. Not that we learned it, right? That's what the Samech means.
Or you can say that maybe he didn't really hold of that, Baruch, but if you want to say, Elamai, you'll tell me this is true, he has a backup. He has a backup just in case.
So what you're saying is that the Pircha that Tavis is asking is not the greatest Pircha.
Right.
But no. Tavis should have stopped answered that.
Is it possible that few things we learn from the Hekesh and few things we learn from the Mutinu? It's both at the same time.
Yeah, you can do that.
That is theory.
Why should something be learned from the Hekesh and the Percha?
Maybe the Hazara is
and everything. Because you're trying to learn out from Akos Ishto, and that's the only place it's written is Akos Ishto. And you have a Percha and Akos Ishto. So the Percha.
What's the Percha? I mean, by Nida. The Gemara Bedaf Nun Daled has the Picha compared to Nida, right? So Nida also, what if she doesn't go to the mikveh? She can also be Marbe. Maybe it's a different understanding.
I don't know anything about Drushes. So, but I don't think I'm the only one. I think like for the last 1,000 years, I think it's, we don't know the drushes.
Ever since Ravina Ravashi, we don't know from drushes.
Yeah, so we can't start asking our own pirchas on drushes.
Rabbi, what does it mean when it says lekamon dafnun
dalit shom? The Gemara that they has this pircha. So
it means toisus.
From the Gemara.
It means toisus over there. Yeah.
Toisus over there?
Yeah, it's asking
so the same. Toisus over there, maybe we should look at the toisus over there and see what he says.
Okay, but the problem is that it's 8:56. And by the time you find the typist over there, it's going to be time to go. And I have to go.
We have two homework assignments for tomorrow.
Can't give so many assignments for one day. But okay, so
Rebbe thinks we work for a living also.
Okay.
And my wife says we have a family too.
Okay. Anyway, so let's leave this. So that we have two problems for tomorrow. Okay. The good idea. We'll leave it for tomorrow. So the first problem is we have in Rashi. Rashi says, "Einish minayim in erva osarasa." So the main question is that why in the world should you have a havim and there's no einish since it's shlobo makom mitzvah, like Rashi himself said in the minute ago, in the previous Rashi, shlobo makom mitzvah. Therefore, it's an eishes of shlobo makom mitzvah. It's an eishes of shlobo makom mitzvah. So of course there is a einish. Why every eishesach shabbat makom mitzvah is an einish? I think we're not asking on every eishesach. They're only asking on im yavim. So im yavim, this case, the yibum is not. There's no yibum because there's no
mitzvah. Just to clarify, Rabbi. Rabbi's about that's a kashi even according to the Meiri. Even if the Gemara was only asking on the tzara,
even because on the tzara, yes, there'd be a kashi on the tzara too. Yes, I just like to know. Why the Miri splits Erva and Sara? That would also be an interesting question.
Okay, that's one holds, question. If the Miri holds contamination, maybe it makes sense.
Okay, maybe. Okay, but I think I actually hear what you said. But the second problem we don't know is a much more Chofetz Chaim Dika Kasha. The first question is a Lamdisha Yevamis Dika question. And the second question is a Chofetz Chaim, and I saw this giant Revelia Baruch He has like five pages on the first question. But the Poiras Yosef that he quotes, we get a chance to look at it, looks very, very Yosefistic. I think I want to like to see that. Because
Has Eli Baruch become a new favorite of Rebbe, or just he's a lot on Yevamos?
No, it's very easy to use. He quotes on every, speaks on everything. But he quotes good Bekiyas.
Rebbe brought in the Pilpul Shir also, I saw.
It's good Bekiyas. It's an easy cheating book. But Emaisa is very good. He quotes his Poiras Yosef. He quotes Rav Nachman, he quotes Rav Aaron. But the Poiras Yosef is, you know, we were discussing the hard year of contamination. So he brings in the contamination, even though he's in Rashi. And Rashi, we said, doesn't hold the contamination. So we'll have to see. And then in Taisis, we have a not such a Lomdisha Yavamas Akasha, much more typical Chafetz Chaim, non-Lomdisha Akasha, which I don't know if we want to work out or not. It's just an interesting thing. How can Taisis say an answer which is connected to Gemara? It's like a manna Taisis. That Taisis says, Taisis shrugs up the Gemara. He says, don't worry, because we have a different drasha, you know, but like, what kind of answer is that? You know, the drasha that you gave is no good. Well, yeah, well, I have a different drasha. You know, like, so why don't you say the right drasha? I mean, to give the wrong drasha. You know, like, it's just manda. You know,
we know that generally there's a preference for Mamatzino over Hekesh.
I don't know, but it's like, you should say the truth. You should say the truth, you know. Yeah, the Hekesh, the Mamatzin is no good. And the Hekesh is yes good. So say the truth. The truth is the Hekesh. So what is it saying?
Maybe we need both.
Mamatzin for it. It's maybe a very strange both. Thing. It's not like, it doesn't sound like a Yisraeli Sigur, Yavamis Sigur. It sounds just like a Munda Taisis. But okay, I don't know. Can we say
that this Gemara here is coming before that Gemara's question?
That's not what Taivis seems to say. You can't say things that Taivis don't seem to say. Taivis says Samach. Samach means that he himself was Samach. That's what the word Samach means, that he was thinking about it and he was Samach. Okay, I do have to run, so I'm going to stop. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebbe.